The Senate Education Committee will come to order. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. We are holding our committee hearings here in Capitol Room 4203 with none of our committee members participating remotely. In Room 4203 with me, or soon to be, Senators Cortese, Dolly, Glazer, McGuire, Ochoa-Bogue, and Pan. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public to two hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, or we'll be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For individuals wishing to provide a public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 877-692-8953, and the access code is 705-6909. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate and/or committee website. When we move to public comment, you will be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time, and please wait patiently for an operator to assign you a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted, and you are now ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain decorum during the legislative hearing, as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearings in as close to the same manner as is customary, there may be some lag times for participants who are adjusting to the new use of online tools and technologies. Please be respectful and patient so all interested parties may be heard. We have two bills on today's agenda. We are hearing SB 330 by Senator DeRazzo pursuant to Rule 29.10. SB 330 was significantly amended after it left the Senate. The Senate is hearing SB 330 in its current form for the first time today. One bill is on consent. Item number 2, SR 55 by Senator Portantino. Before we hear presentation on the bills, let's establish a quorum. Madam Consultant, please call the roll.
Senator Leyva.
Here.
Leyva here. Ochoa-Bogue.
Here.
Ochoa-Bogue here. Cortese.
Here.
Cortese here. Dally. Glazer. McGuire. Pan.
Here.
Pan here. You have a quorum.
Thank you very much, Madam Consultant. Now that a quorum has been established, members, I'd like to take up the consent calendar. Do we have a motion?
Move.
Thank you, Senator Pan. The consent calendar has been moved by Senator Pan. Madam Consultant, please call the roll.
Consent. Senator Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Ochoa-Bogue.
Aye.
Ochoa-Bogue, aye. Cortese.
Aye.
Cortese, aye. Dally. Glazer. McGuire. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye.
Thank you very much. We'll leave that bill on, or the consent calendar on call. All right, Senator DeRazzo, welcome, and you may present your bill, SB 330.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning. SB 330 was last heard, since SB 330 was last heard, the bill was narrowed to become a 10-year pilot program for the Los Angeles Community College District. Instead of a statewide program, the 10-year pilot program will enable LACCD to repurpose underutilized real property or existing facilities into affordable housing, and authorizes LACCD to enter into leases or agreements with private entities or nonprofits for joint occupancy of real property and buildings for affordable housing. This bill extends how long LACCD may enter into the agreement for affordable housing from 5 years to 66 years, and it also allows LACCD to lease real property for less than fair rental value. The provisions of the bill are permissive. This bill has no listed opposition. And if there are any questions, Mr. Alex Alaniz, on behalf of LACCD, is available. Thank you, Madam Chair and members.
Thank you, Senator DeRosso. So your lead support witness, Mr. Alanese, is only here for technical questions?
No, if you...
Okay, yeah, very good. No, he may...
Whatever your pleasure is, Madam Chair.
Perfect. Thank you. So you do have lead support, and each person has 2 minutes. So Mr. Alex Alanese, please proceed.
Yes. Good afternoon, Chairwoman Leyva and members of the committee. I am Alex Alanese on behalf of the Los Angeles Community College District, and I want to express LACCD's strong support for SB 330. I know you're very busy today, so I will keep my remarks short. This important pilot project gives LACCD essential tools to address the housing crisis facing both the students and employees of LACCD. The bill establishes a pilot program for LACCD to enter into leases or agreements with private entities for joint occupancy of real property and buildings for affordable housing for students or employees of the community college district. Under the pilot program, LACCD will be able to provide the land and retain all other protections currently offered by statute. But if the partnership is to provide affordable housing, it makes an exception for requiring the highest monetary rate of return. As you are aware, rents are very high and ever-increasing in the Los Angeles region. This exponentially hurts students. This bill will help alleviate existing student housing burdens. Thank you for your time, and we respectfully ask that you vote aye on SB 330.
Thank you very much. We will now move to any support here in room 4203. Seeing none, we will move to room 2040. Seeing none, we will now go to our phone lines. Moderator, can you queue up anyone who would like to speak in support of SB 330?
For comments in support of SB 330, please press 1, then 0. That command again, 1, then 0. And we have no comments at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. We will move to opposition now. I show no lead opposition. So we will go here to 4203. Seeing no opposition, we'll go to room 2040. Seeing no opposition, Mr. Moderator, can you queue up anyone who would like to speak in opposition to SB 330?
For comments in opposition to SB 330, please press 1, then 0. That command again, 1, then 0. And we have no comments at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. We'll bring it back to the committee. Do we have any questions, comments, concerns? The bill has been moved by Senator Pan. Senator DeRosa, would you like to close?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just ask for your aye vote. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you. The bill has been moved by Senator Pan. Madam Consultant, please call the roll.
File item number one, SB 330. The motion is that the amendments be concurred in. Senator Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Ochoa Bogue.
Aye.
Ochoa Bogue, aye. Cortese.
Aye.
Cortese, aye. Daly. Glazer. McGuire. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye.
Thank you, Senator DeRosa. We'll keep the roll open for absent members.
Thank you, members.
Thank you. Thank you to our members who are here right on time, and we are all good to go. We will keep the roll open for our other members.
All right, so who do I need? Glazer's not here, right? Okay, I can check.
start with consent?
Sure.
Yeah. Madam Consultant, we're going to lift the call on the consent calendar, please.
Consent. Chair voting aye. Vice Chair voting aye. Daly. Glazer. McGuire. You have four votes.
That bill is out. 4-0. 4-0. Now, please, if you will please lift the calls on SB 330.
File item number one, SB 330. The motion is that the amendments be concurred in. Chair voting aye. Vice Chair voting aye. Daly. Glazer. McGuire.
That bill is out. 4-0. Thank you to all of the individuals who participated in public testimony today. If you were not able to testify, please submit your comments or suggestions in writing to the Senate Education Committee or visit our website. Your comments and suggestions are important to us, and we want to include your testimony in the official hearing records. Thank you, and we appreciate your participation. Thank you to everyone for your patience and cooperation. The Senate Committee on Education is adjourned.